Welcome back to the Startup Scientist. I'm Anthony. Today we are diving into a topic close to my heart, entrepreneurship. More specifically, why I never straight up recommend it to anyone. If you have been to a startup day or business conference, you've probably met those super excited entrepreneurs. They are always upbeat, smiling a lot, always hopeful. It's almost like they are on drugs. They are very high. Have you ever wondered what's going on in their minds? If you catch these same entrepreneurs in a more relaxed setting, maybe over a drink in a bar, and ask them why they left their regular jobs, the mask fall off. You will hear them talk about the downsides of corporate life, the routines, the lack of control, feeling like just another cog in the machine. But let's be honest, corporate jobs offer stability. Paid vacations, steady paycheck, better work-life balance, and yes, after many years, you might earn a good salary. So, looking at these benefits, why do entrepreneurs, some with just an idea and no actual sales, seem to act against logic? What drives them to do it? You might think it's about being the boss, having all the control, but anyone deep into entrepreneurship knows it's not that simple. The business world has its own set of rules, so if it's not about power or control, what is it? It's a sense of purpose, a vision, a dream, something they feel deep inside. It's hard to explain. They see it in their minds, even if they can't always show it to the world. So they push themselves, work hard and try to make that dream real. Remember, many entrepreneurs face big challenges. Some have debts, others earn less than they would in a regular job. But this dream, this purpose, keeps them going. To capture this feeling, I want to share a term from Chinese, "gamsam." It describes a feeling of not being willing to settle, the feeling of wanting more. It's about not accepting things as they are. Of course, every entrepreneur has their reasons. Some want money, others love a challenge, some just find regular life boring. But they all share this sense of gamsam, of wanting to see if their ideas can work. Maybe it's human nature. Our ancestors took risks, tried new things, and explored the unknown. And today's entrepreneurs, they are doing the same, just in the business world. In my entrepreneurship journey, I've had my own ups and downs as well. During the pandemic, my business took a hit. Things were tough. There were moments I felt so low, even certain songs could bring tears to my eyes. But I held on and things got better. If I look back, I could have earned more in a corporate job, yes. But my life wouldn't have been this rich with experiences, and still, entrepreneurship is tough. It challenges your mind, heart, and soul. I would never push someone into it. But if you feel that pull, that need to be different, to leave a mark, then maybe, just maybe, it's the path for you.